Now time for a locker room chat with Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton after an impressive 28-12 win against Jackson Heights. Coach, your overall thoughts on the win?
You know, I think it started this last week in practice. You know, coming off a loss the week before, you're anxious to see how your kids are going to respond after a week like that. You know, I don't think that we had a single player play up to the way they wanted to play against Royal Valley, and I don't think we were ready for that game. And so they came out on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and just had great practices, and I felt at ease with what was ever going to go on in that game because of the way they set themselves up for it. And, you know, I thought our kids came out and just played really hard and really focused in what they're supposed to do, and they executed it very well.
And it sure did. And tell us what you thought about the defense specifically, who limited a very dynamic offense to just 196 yards.
Yeah, you know, that was definitely a point of emphasis for us this last week, and getting back to assignments and knowing what we're supposed to do. And, you know, I can finally, you know, you're starting to see some of our young kids figure it out and, you know, be in positions and places when they need to be, and making some plays. You know, we got kids that are making plays now, and it's just really, really nice to sit back and watch them do that.
Now, talking about the other side of the ball now with your guys' running back, Percy Duncan. I mean, he was unbelievable. 16 carries for 133 rushing yards and two scores. Very efficient day. Now, tell us what he was maybe seeing on the field.
You know, to go back a little bit, you know, we started the game kind of giving them good field position, and, you know, a couple play calls by myself weren't probably the best, and we had some, you know, Ryder Davis caught two great catches for touchdowns, and then, you know, we're slowly becoming a pretty physical team, and Percy exemplifies that for sure. He's a tough back to get down. He's shifty, and, you know, we found something we liked, and we just kept feeding him the ball, and, you know, he was feeding off of it and doing very, very well.
Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton here on Locker Room Chat. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton ahead of their game against Onega this week. But kind of going back to their win against Jackson Heights, tell us about how your quarterback, Beckham Griffin, was commanding his offense.
And it's a week-by-week basis with him. And, you know, getting better and understanding just a little bit more and starting to think like we are when we're calling the plays, and that's the biggest thing. You know, even with any quarterback, is trying to get them to understand on a play call what we want from that. And he's starting to figure it out a little bit, and starting to trust his wide receivers and a little bit more, and just giving them a chance, and they're making plays for him. I think is the biggest difference. He's still throwing some interceptions here and there. And, you know, that's going to happen, especially not seeing things and being young. And you know, it happened to the quarterbacks all that I've had. And, you know, they can't shy away from taking a shot or trusting our own guy to go make a play.
And looking ahead to this game against Onega on the road, this is a team that's had some interesting developments at quarterback. They've had a few injuries, so they're going out with a guy that has only played a few quarters of play so far. So how is a defense that only allowed 3 completions out of 13 pass attempts, very phenomenal job last week, prepare for a game like this?
You know, we've told our kids all week that we got to prepare for everything. You know, in district play, you know, people aren't going to hold anything in the goodie bag. They're going to let it all out there, and you know, our kids have got to play sound up front, and our back end needs to trust what they're seeing, and keep their reads, and just make sure nothing funny happens over the top of us. But our front seven's been playing pretty well, and like I said, we got one kid back, a freshman back from injury, And he's been working his way in as well with our two other defensive ends and Percy Duncan on the defensive line. And they're starting to figure things out a little bit more. They're starting to figure out that they can't just stand straight up and get blown back. So it's a whole defensive mindset right now that our kids are getting better every practice, and that's really nice to see.
Coach Payton, thank you so much for your time. As always, really appreciate it, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Riverside head football coach Bryce Payton here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Euler Law and Euler Dentist.